You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which hopes to make your life a little bit easier. It is the 1st of November, the beginning of the month, but certainly we're already in November series. A very happy Karnataka Rajyotsava to everybody living in Karnataka. Let's go to the top picks of the day. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
We spoke to Aditya Agarwala of Yes Securities, and this is the list of top three stocks which could give 11 to 17% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list very quickly. Aurobindo Pharma Limited has a buy call, LTP of 790.3 rupees, target 925 rupees, stop loss 750 rupees, return of 17, that is 17%. PI Industries Limited has a buy call as well, LTP of 773 rupees 70 paise, target of 880 rupees, that is 880, stop loss 740 rupees 740, return of 14%. And Kotak Mahindra Bank has a sell call. LTP, last trading price was 1,118 rupees, target of 990 rupees, that is 990, stop loss 1160 rupees, return of 11%. We'll return to take a quick look at the recent histories of those stocks, but let's find out what Aditya has to say very quickly about the trends on the Lal Street. The Nifty 50 index bounced back sharply after consolidating in a narrow range. It bounced back from its crucial support placed at the psychological levels of 10,000. A sustained trade above this resistance, that is 10,320, can trigger short covering rallies, which could take the index towards levels of 10,450 to 10,600. However, a breakdown from the 10,000 support level can drag it lower to retest levels of 9,950 to 9,800. Furthermore, RSI must move beyond the 40 zone for any significant short covering rally to materialize. Let's go back to that list of top three stocks that Aditya gave us. We start things off with Aurobindo Pharma with a buy call. On the weekly chart, Aurobindo Pharma has turned upwards after breaking out of a pennant pattern. Further, a sustained trade above 790 rupees will extend the up move towards levels of 830 to 925 rupees. On the daily chart, it has broken out from the channel pattern, suggesting bullishness. Moreover, the RSI has turned upwards after taking support at the 55 rupee levels, suggesting higher levels in the coming trading sessions. The stock may be bought in the range of 784 to 786 rupees for the targets of 860 to 925 rupees and keeping a stop loss below 750 rupees, that is 750, for return of 17%. Moving swiftly on to PI Industries Limited, which also has a buy call. On the weekly chart, PI Industries Limited is on the verge of a breakout from the channel pattern neckline placed at 790 rupee levels. A sustained trade beyond the neckline within healthy volumes can extend the rise to levels of 865 to 900 rupees. Further on the daily chart, the stock has taken support at the 78.6% retracement level and turned upwards, suggesting bullishness. The RSI has turned upwards after taking support at 40 levels, suggesting extended bullishness in the coming trading sessions. The stock may be bought in the range of 768 to 773 rupees for targets of 815 to 880 rupees and keep a stop loss below 740 rupees, return of 14%. And finally, Kotak Mahindra Bank has a sell call, LTP of 1,118 rupees. On the weekly chart, Kotak Mahindra Bank has broken down from the bearish flag pattern, indicating weakening uptrend in the stock. Further, the stock has formed a lower high along with a negative reversal on the RSI, suggesting bearishness. At the moment, the stock may be sold in the range of 1,118 to 1,112 for the targets of 1,050 to 990 and keep a stop loss above 1,160 rupees for return of 11%. Those names one last time. Aurobindo Pharma Limited with a buy call, LTP 790.3, target 925, stop loss 750, return 17%. PI Industries with a buy call, LTP 773.7, target 880 rupees, stop loss 740 rupees, return 14%. And Kotak Mahindra Bank with a sell call, LTP 1118, target 990, stop loss 1160, return of 11%. Well, hopefully you'll have a great day at the markets. Considering the bullishness that we've seen yesterday, we'll wonder if it continues over the course of the day or not. Hopefully by the time you listen to this, there is some resolution to that regard. We wish you a great day at the markets and we'll see you in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.